the great three-way with Danielson, Lowkey, and Christopher Daniels. You know, you have all the Samoa Joe versus Lowkey at Glory by Honor. You know, just in that first era, that first year or so, I mean, it holds up, you know, just so well. So, I mean, it's hard to pick out those great moments in Ring of Honor because they have so many consistent ones that, I could almost take one from almost every single year and just say, yeah, I love this stretch because there were so many great things going on at once.
I'd say if you're looking for a batch of DVDs to get, if you start with World Title Classic and end with All-Star Extravaganza 2 or whatever it was with the last Joe and Punk match, I mean, you're going to get a lot of really awesome things. Aries and Danielson's feud that started at the first Survival to Finish, where they had that awesome, 20-minute match at the end of the elimination period. And then they had, the 70 or whatever, however long. I think, how long was that match they had at testing? Like 90 minutes or something crazy?
I think it was like 75.
Yeah, some insanely long match. And then, of course, Joe and Punk were awesome during that time. So yeah. It's hard to say because there are a lot of very good periods from 2004 through 2006. Just awesome, awesome stuff. I hope that helps you, T-Daddy.
Well, okay, Sean, I have my own questions. We're done with questions. Let me ask you one. Yesterday, I was linked to a YouTube video of a Jack Evans promo in AAA, and I'm watching this great promo. They're showing some highlights of him and the Hart Foundation, him and Teddy Hart versus whatever Mexican guys. And it got me thinking, after like halfway through, I'm like, wait a second, AAA, isn't that the company that Ring of Honor aligned itself with? And have you heard anything more about this working relationship that just doesn't seem to be a relationship at all? And what would you think of this? Could this open the doors, perchance, for Teddy Hart to return to Ring of Honor?
I don't think I haven't heard anything since the news broke and Gabe kind of put that cryptic quote out there that nothing was in place yet. So maybe it was a case of the AAA management thinking they had a deal and ROH saying, "Oh no, wait a second." I don't know. I think if Teddy Hart came in on the Golden Throne, it wouldn't open up the doors for him and ROH. You know, it doesn't matter where he's wrestling. I don't think you'll ever see him, or I'd probably have to say you'll see Lowkey there before you see Teddy Hart again.
My two favorites, both Dan for the most part. Okay, that's fine, Joe.
Dan!
All right, let's get into a new level as we're nearing the magic timeline and,
let's just go through. Rule is in effect. We're gonna finish this in 30 minutes to make sure no one has to put this on two CDs for their 62 Chevrolet.
All right, a new level, May 10, 2008. ROH's debut at the Manhattan at the Hammerstein Ballroom, not the Manhattan Center anymore. Let's just take this through start to finish. Show starts outside. The camera kind of takes you through what it would be like if you were there. Of course, it films a shot of the merchandise table on the way in, and then I guess the cameraman took his seat like the 10th row at ringside or something. And then it was kind of cool. They put the camera behind Kerry Silken as him and his parade of merry men came to ringside, and you got that cool thing with that all fancy live and Bobby Cruz introducing the first match after they test the white towel with the camera,
yeah,
with the ref.
Here's my thoughts on that. I thought it was really deep. I thought it was a great glimpse backstage of Ring of Honor. I think it should have been fleshed out and been 15 minutes and been a bonus because I think you could have talked to the fans in line. You could have got more of it. It's like a camera just walked through everyone. You really didn't get the sense that people were waiting for the show. And the New York fans were rabid. You know what I mean? Because you didn't have anybody chanting Ring of Honor. I remember I went to One Night Stand in the same very place, the WWE one. And the WWE had their crew out there filming people before because I think they were showing some live spots on the pregame show. The fans were just going nuts because they know they're on camera. You know, everyone's excited to be there. And this, the ROH cameraman, just weaved through everyone. You know, you really didn't get that impression that people were super excited. So I think it would have been better if they could have stopped to some fans, you know, who you're looking forward to. They would have shouted, you know, they get to see Briscoe, they get to see Nigel get his ass kicked or something like that. I really think it would have been better if you could have spent 15 minutes. And I really didn't like that you got to see that white towel camera thing. I just think it kind of breaks the illusion, you know, a little bit. I think you're right. The behind Carrie, that whole walk through the doors, you know, everyone's going nuts. You hear the countdown. I thought that was awesome. I just think it was better spent as a bonus feature because I think it kind of interrupted the flow of the show and almost like a magician, it showed you too much. But that was my thoughts. Would you like to see, like I said, a 15-minute feature where they interviewed the fans or really got you into what it was like to be in this? This should have been a historic moment, you know, this is the biggest show possibly in the company's history, in my mind.
I thought it worked. I don't know. I can see your side too, that it kind of breaks the, maybe I liked it because it reminded me of going to the show. And I like, you know, I love that moment, like before the show starts.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month. From a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.